Chapter 8. Trials and Sacrifices. From the day it began until today, there have been more ups and downs than I can put into words. Threats came from both inside our own community and outside it, from within, from fellow Christians, from without, from the RSS and its affiliated wings. Once you call something a magazine, you must write both the good and the bad. Whether it concerns the Christian community or the wider society, only then does it truly deserve to be called a magazine. A magazine ought to serve as an instrument of social awareness. It is with that very aim, that very goal, that this magazine still works today. Over these 20 years, Swarnadipika has worked from many different angles, sparing no effort in raising awareness among Christian congregations and among weaker sections of society. It has firmly condemned the attacks carried out against Christianity. It has cried out against the murder of democracy. It has repeatedly demanded that religious organizations like the RSS, Shiv Sena, and Bajrang Dal be banned. It has submitted memoranda through organizations such as the All India Christian Council and the Global Council of Indian Christians. It has carried out road blockades, silent demonstrations, relay hunger strikes, and many other such programs, submitting petitions to the government against anti-Christian forces. In the course of all this, I personally faced abuse from anti-Christian forces, threatening letters addressed to me and to my family, and endless streams of abuse over the phone, a great many difficult situations. On some occasions, I even hesitated to travel alone. From that day to this, God alone has been my support. I was deeply hurt by the taunting words of my own blood relatives, who looked down on me, saying, "Why does he need this magazine business instead of running a printing trade?" Perhaps it was because they did not understand social awareness or the true purpose of a magazine, or perhaps it was simply that they thought, "Why does he need all this instead of settling down financially through business?" If the pain from relatives was one thing, the whispers from outsiders stung even more. There were even those, envious, who from the days of our grandfathers and great-grandfathers had been Christians themselves, who asked what business this man had making such a fuss with his magazine. "The only thing I have had to run this magazine is self-belief and sheer boldness. When it comes to money, it has always been a struggle. There has never been a bank balance, not even to this day. I have never asked anyone for financial help for the magazine. Whatever state I was in, at home, it is thanks to my wife Padmavati's graciousness that I could still walk out the door with dignity. It was my wife who shaped both me and our two children with such poise. Proverbs chapter 31 fits her exactly. If I have been able to move through society with this much courage, it is entirely because of her encouragement. Many regard me as incapable, since in 20 years of living in Vijayawada, I was never able to set up a home of my own. To this day, I have changed my home address and office address across 9 different places. Setting aside the financial hardships I faced in this magazine ministry, the outside attacks were many more still. Some sent threatening letters, others made threatening phone calls, and still others worked quietly from within, trying to turn old subscribers and writers against the magazine and against me. I always found satisfaction in the way the magazine did its work, and because of that satisfaction, I never counted the cost to my own finances. 2 house plots were sold specifically for the sake of Swarnadipika's ministry. The magazine has never brought any special financial profit of whatever comes in through subscriptions and advertisements. 50% goes straight to expenses. The remaining half, I have had to bear myself.